A couple of guests in the studio this morning. They are the owners of the Junction in Perry, as a matter of fact. Mr. Corey Fry and his wife, Alex Fry, want to say good morning to you guys.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Glad to have you all in here. Corey, we wanted to talk about my favorite subject this morning, food. Mm-hmm. And you guys serve some pretty good food over there at the Junction in Perry. Just tell everybody, whenever you took over the restaurant, a little bit of the history of the restaurant, if you will.
Okay. I worked and managed there for 25 years, and then in 2014, I had quit and went into the EMS life. And then when my cousin Tyler passed away, the previous owner, in December of 2020, we decided that we would maybe try to take over the business, keep it in the family, because you know the Junction's kind of a namesake around the area. It's been around since 83, and we took over in April of 21.
So you guys were coming into this owning it whenever the pandemic was probably raging, if you will. How has it been, because you know how it was before and compared to now, how has it been managing the restaurant and getting business in during this pandemic?
It was a little bit of a struggle. Suppliers are really low on demand of product because of the pandemic. They were shut down because they couldn't produce anything. And then now everything opened back up, so their supplies have ran down, and now they just can't get caught up. And it's quite a struggle to keep things in stock and, you know, switching different products around and just to keep the quality of food that we want.
And without raising prices to make it too expensive, because you guys kind of try and keep it affordable for families, right?
Of course. Yeah, of course. That's what we want to do.
I kind of notice whenever I go in a couple of times a week, you've hired some youth from around the area. It's not just in the Perry area, but from Ladonia. Community R6 athletes there. Is that kind of your model? Give young folks a chance and help them out a little bit?
Absolutely. You know, we want the generation, you know, to grow up with a good work ethic, and you know, but we always tell them that school comes first. You know, if you start struggling in your academics and stuff like that, then we're going to not schedule you quite as much, because that's number one priority, to get your high school diploma.
About how many employees do you have over at the Perry Junction?
I think we average 80 to 100, wow. More in the spring and summer, a little less in the winter when school starts and stuff like that. But yeah, we have on payroll about 80 or so.
And really, when our business picks up in the summertime, is that right?
Yes, in spring, as soon as the weather breaks from winter, you know, the tourists and the fishermen start coming back to the Mark Twain Lake area, and it's wonderful to see them all coming back up. And, you know, even from 10 years ago, I see a lot of familiar faces that we had, you know, back when we were there before. So
let's talk about the menu and the food. Tell everybody just, you know, kind of what you have on the menu, your hours of operation, if you will.
Right now we're open every day at 6 a.m. and we close at 9 p.m. Except for Friday and Saturday, we close at 10. We have quite a variety of menu. We have breakfast every day till 10:30. Daily lunch specials, nightly lunch specials. Of course, your favorite Taco Tuesday.
Yes, yes.
Wednesday nights, our prime rib is a little less expensive on Wednesday nights, and peel and eat shrimp on Friday nights.
Half price appetizers
on Thursday, and all you can eat catfish on Monday nights. And but the regular menus, you know, we hand cut all of our steaks, we hand patty our own burgers, we got steaks, pastas, pizza, a little bit of everything, you know. So
how's it been keeping employees? Has that been a challenge as well, or have you guys been able to keep staffed pretty well?
We've been staffed pretty well. We continue to get applications every week, you know, every day we get a new one, and so, you know, not everybody's cut out for the restaurant field. You know, it is a high-paced, high-class environment, and so some people can do it and are great at it, and some just, you know, they can't keep up and it's not for them. So
I understand that. Well, you guys do a great job there. Is there a Facebook page that you want to give out this morning?
Yeah, The Junction. Is look it up on Facebook, and then the website's thejunctionrestaurant.com. We try to keep things posted on there as much as we can. So
all right. Well, very nice. I appreciate you coming in and visiting with us this
morning. Thanks for having us.